When's the last time you read a musician's memoir? You know, those glossy books telling the life stories of the superstars and not so superstars who've made it in the American pop scene. Have you ever flipped through one of those at a bookstore and thought, how narcissistic? What would possess anyone to read this? Well, an event happening tonight wonders the same thing. Way Behind the Music is an event created by the people who bring you the annual Litquake Festival. It's described as a night of hilariously odd music memoirs brought to juicy and sometimes baffling life on stage. Local artists will read from the actual published literary efforts of people like Backstreet Boy Nick Carter's mom, David Cassidy, One Direction, yes, they've written a book, and Flava Flav. It's the third year for the event. Organizer Jack Boulware joined me in studio to talk about it.
Litquake has done several events in the past where we have musicians come up and read from their own work, or we have music writers come up and read from their writing about music. But I thought it would be fun to actually read from some of these so-called autobiographies that have been published since the 1960s, I guess, is when the genre really sort of popped. Books before that were very micromanaged by talent and publishing. That, you know, there was anything really of interest in any of these books. They're very bland. They were very much geared towards the fan. And sometime in the 60s and then in the 70s and from then on, it became this sort of really bizarre confessional sort of genre. It's enormously overpaid to the authors, and they rarely, if at all, ever make their money back. It's incredible. And they still get published, and it's fascinating to read through. I've probably read myself maybe 100 of them in the last 3 years, just combing through, trying to find bits that we could read out loud that would work out loud. And sometimes it's really a page or 2 pages, but it has to be the juiciest part of that book.
That's right. I'm from Toronto. My first date has been sort of mythologized as Bieber's dating disaster. That's in quotes, by the way. I took her to King's, a buffet restaurant. Yes, I wore a white shirt. Yes, I got spaghetti. No, this was not the brightest idea. But it wasn't a big trauma, though. This girl was a friend, and she's pretty cool. We laughed about it. All things considered, while it wasn't one of my smoothest dating experiences, it gave us both a funny story to tell, and it was a good starter date for me. I was a lot more nervous about that date than I ever was about performing on stage, but once it was over with, I was comfortable with the idea of going out with other girls and having fun. Seriously, it wasn't the worst thing that ever happened to me. It really wasn't. To a person on a date, happening to a person on a date, getting a stain on your shirt? I mean, quit crying. That's nothing.
Yeah, they're pretty stupid. Justin Bieber has no business writing a book, you know, or Miley Cyrus, or I'm trying to think
Flava
of some.
Flava Flav.
Flava Flav is, yeah, they're not masters of literature by any means.
Boom, 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 boom. Why, baby, why don't you treat me like you used to do?
And Pat Boone wrote a guide to for teenage girls in the 1950s about what to do when they start experiencing puberty. It's just bizarre. It's hilarious. Pat Boone, what business does he have giving teenage girls advice about, oh, your breasts are starting to grow now? And you're like, Pat Boone, stop. Just stop it. When we read that one out loud, I had Bob Calhoun
read it. That one's just wrong.
Bob Calhoun is like a 350-pound professional wrestler and a musician, and I purposefully matched him up with the Pat Boone book. It was very disturbing.
So who do you have performing tonight?
We have Jill Olson from the band Red Meat. She's going to be reading from Jane Carter, the memoir of... Jane Carter was a mother of a Backstreet Boy. Nick Carter, right.
Yes.
But apparently that is a sub-genre, because there was another member of the Backstreet Boys whose mother also wrote her own memoir. So you know, you can read into that however you like, but the Backstreet Boys, there's that's a gravy train of mom memoirs coming out of that band. We have Ian Port, who's the music editor of SF Weekly. He's going to be reading from Jimi Hendrix and Wyclef Jean. And then, Jill's also reading a memoir by Ann and Nancy Wilson from the band Heart. And some of these, again, they're not necessarily badly written, but they're just like really great moments. And then there's a few others. Parker Gibbs, he's a local music promoter. He's reading from Flavor Flav, and also Corinne Stephans. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. She started off as a dancer in hip hop videos, and now she has three books. Unbelievable! It should be quite entertaining.